Yo, how you doing? You surf fishing? Actually, I was in a golf outing for it's just this afternoon for Woodside Hospital.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so
Good for
trying to
you.
catch up back and forth. But first of all, who controls Nielsen?
Who controls Nielsen?
Yeah, you or Doc, or both of you.
I could give him a shout. What's up?
There's an amendment that we're keeping on the DL, a bill that's just going to get along that says that the board members don't have to live in the city from the Park Authority and some other places, that you, but you do have to be a resident of the Commonwealth.
Okay.
Okay, the way it reads now, the six board members have to live in the city, but the 1,000 employees can live wherever they want. You know what I mean? Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware.
Yeah, but the board members have to be in the city.
So,
So who put that amendment in? Is it amendment or is it re-upping like?
it's a little bill that's been running through, you know, going quietly.
But who's pushing it through?
Me.
Okay, so right now you have to be a city resident and to be
Yeah,
a
right
board
now the
member.
six board members have to be a resident of the city, and several of the board members would rather not be. And they put it in there a long time ago. Rendell did it to. Because they didn't want people from the suburbs running, you know, a city agency.
Okay.
But it's pretty illegal, you know. I mean, it's not, you know, that you can't just do a residency for six board members when the whole, you know, with all the other authorities, you can live wherever you
Who's
want.
sponsoring the amendment?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's a. I don't know, but it's like Scott Petry and Taylor and all that guys.
Okay,
Okay.
so
Now
you
listen,
need Eddie
let me
to
tell you
vote
what's going
for
on.
it?
No, I want him to stop being a jerk off. Eddie added an amendment to it that basically changes the whole structure of the Park Authority. It's going to be a Democratic thing now. Like everything's appointed by the Democrats.
Okay.
Like just leave it the fuck alone. He's a jerk off. He's a fucking jerk off. If he was in front of me, I'd punch him right in the face. I told him before, don't do nothing up here, Ed. Stay the fuck away from the PPA. You know, he was a board member for a while. And he's obsessed with getting back on it. He actually went to people and said, I want to change the makeup, add seven people, and it'll be me. I don't think you and Doc know what he's doing up here.
No.
But he's got to withdraw. Doc just called me. That was in just happened, and he's me and him playing phone tag all day. He's been calling me, so I don't know what that's about. But
Okay.
what the fuck's with him?
I don't know.
He's a fucking asshole.
I don't know.
Just leave it alone. I told him, he actually went to Scott. He went to people up there and said, we're going to amend the Parking Authority board, add people, and I'm going to be the board member. You know he did that?
No, I mean, what? No, I
Do
wouldn't.
you really
I have no idea.
does these people like everything, you know, we're doing together here? Do you want to piss us off? You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, well, I wouldn't know any of that, I'm sure.
All right.
You know?
So that's that. And the other thing, I need an address or a contact to look at this house.
Yeah, I don't need that. I do have a question about that. How fast can one of your residential guys get tempered or insulated glass?
You know, not overnight, because it's, you know, like both of them take a while. Temper takes longer. They got to wait till they, you know, it's got to run through the
Or
oven and
sorry,
all that stuff.
insulated. How about insulated guys?
Insulates a little quicker, but I mean, we can always do something temporary until it's in, if it's something.
Yeah, no. If I can get an order of whatever it is for insulating, you know,
You
somebody.
got the sizes?
Okay, I can get it. Like, yeah.
Give me the sizes and I'll expedite it.
So there, it's, I hate to even say. So I think they're on the, like the third contractor. It's all fucked up. So they got some Mexican who seems all right, from what I hear. But they're saying it's going to take like 10 days to get the insulated glass.
Well, let me see what you got. Call me if you just call me tonight with some sizes, and I'll give you an idea tomorrow morning.
Right.
I'll call Berkowitz. They make it over in Jersey.
Okay.
Or I'll call one of my shops and just tell them. It all like depends on what's going on, you know, that week over at the place, you know.
Right.
And then the other thing I want to, because I got to get in here for this dinner, but they you know, David O's got this resolution in,
mm-hmm.
which I need to get 15 votes. I want to vote on a Thursday. Just no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Him and Helen Gim want to audit the parking authority. They have no right to. It's a state agency. They can audit on street, which is already their system for that.
Right.
Which actually reflects back to a bill, and that bill is expired. You know what I mean? But we cooperate with them. But they're just saying, you know what she's going to do. See, she wants to do with an audit and come out and say, oh, well, there's waste here. Let's give it to the school district. Get the fuck away. Go away, you know?
I hear you. All right.
So we need you. I need you to, how many people you can get for us to just vote no? You want to vote on a Thursday.
Okay. Let me work on that. Okay.
Yeah, so and I told you things. What it's about. You know, we just did. Yeah, okay. We did Tenney. You know.
Yeah. Two things. David O. and Nielsen. All right.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to Doc about Nielsen, because if he's doing this shit without you right. guys, no, he's just pissing me off against electricians.
So why don't you give Johnny a call back now and right. then give me a ring or shoot me a text.
Okay. I'll call you.